Wormatronomy.
And you're listening to
Friday Night Fever
on CITR.
Hi, and welcome to Friday Night Fever on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Sophie, and I will be your host for the most of the show today. Sorry about the technical difficulties there going on for just a second. It's my first time on the boards in a good few weeks, so I'm a little bit rusty. But welcome to our show. We have a very, very special episode coming in today. 2 weeks ago, I was really lucky to sit down with Metronomy, who are an electronic band from the UK. They're super famous. They've been going for like 20 years, all thanks to CITR for arranging this for me. I was able to interview them, talk about their tour, their music, ask questions that I've been wanting to ask for ever since I've been listening to them. And I was super stoked about that. So for the first part of this episode, I'm going to be playing that interview. And then after that, Max is going to join us and we're going to play some Metronomy tracks. Before we begin, I'd like to say that this show takes place on the unceded ancestral and traditional territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. All right, here we go. I'm just going to check the level. It's me getting ready for the interview, obviously. It starts
Thank
going.
Thank you so much. So how are you enjoying Canada so far?
Enjoy.
I mean, we just arrived back.
You just arrived
into Canada, yes. But we were in Toronto and Montreal last week or the week before.
Yeah, it's
very snowy.
Yeah, like the East Coast was very snowy. And now it feels like, because now we're kind of heading back down into America this week on the West Coast, I think it'll be quite nice. So this feels like the summer in Canada.
Yeah, no, you definitely normally like this, all. This is like the best day ever. did you had to cancel one of your shows because of the weather, is that?
Yeah.
That, yeah, the other day.
It was mad.
Yeah.
We were in Minneapolis.
We were not, we were in Denver.
That's correct, we were in Denver. Where were we? Yeah, we done it.
We were in Denver, and we were trying to get to Salt Lake City.
Oh, Salt Lake.
Yeah.
You think the weather would be okay there?
There was some sort of very windy thing happening on the I-80. So yeah.
Oh yeah.
I don't think we maybe cancelled like 3 gigs in our career, I think.
Oh, so that's pretty good. I mean,
it's
not a bad track record. Yeah.
I feel like there was one kind of that we had to cancel in Leeds.
Yeah.
Is this one in Salt Lake City? And I think we've been sort of forced to cancel other ones before because the venue wasn't finished.
Oh, wow.
Like
that
kind of thing.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah. And I was wondering, do you have any favourite Canadian artists that I could possibly accompany this interview with? It's kind of difficult to think, like, when you think of, like, you know, who's
Bieber.
A Canadian artist.
<There's>
yeah,
like,
Bieber.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, a bit of Alanis, yeah.
There's, like, there's this, the McCarrigal sisters, who are like, so it's so one of them, Kate, I think it's Kate McGarrigle, is like, or is, one of them is dead, I believe, but anyway, is the mother of Rufus Wainwright, and his sister, and the dad is that Nilsson.
Oh, okay.
Guy.
Right. Okay.
So Kate and Anna McGarrigle.
I'm going to look them up and then put them on the show.
Yeah. Like a bit. It's like French, kind of Quebecois kind of thing.
Oh yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, a bit far away from here, but yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
In lieu of Alanis Morissette.
Alanis Morissette, Justin Bieber. Okay. Yeah. Sick. Okay. I was also wondering, do you have any favorite people that you like to work/play shows with? Because I've seen like you play with Foles a lot. Is that right? That's what Songkick said anyway. That was like
we
they
used
have this
to.
Massive break.
We went. Like, I think like what sometimes happens is if a band, if they get onto the same cycle as you are in terms of like releasing albums, then you're on a break at the same time, then you're out doing festivals, and you notice they're kind of on the bill.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah.
So we've had a couple of summers where we were doing shows with them.
Yeah.
But they were also like years ago they played. We played in London. We would do gigs with them. I think when we were all starting out, and I remember doing like a New Year's Eve thing with them in some weird West London place. But yeah, I mean, it's nice. They're a kind of group that we've kind of you bump into occasionally, and, yeah. and like we've been doing that for bumping into them for, you know, 13 years now.
Wow, that's
yeah,
a
it's
long
fun.
Time. That's good. So I was wondering also, just more towards like the new album.
Mm-hmm.
What inspired the writing for it?
I mean, like all kinds of stuff, but I think probably the sort of the most general way of describing it was like it's sort of about kind of realizing that this is like metronomy is going to be my life's work.
Forever?
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. I mean, I think it's quite interesting, like when you realize that, you know, it's like when someone does the same job for 20 years or 30 years or whatever. Anyway, you realize, oh, it's quite impressive. You know, you've dedicated your life to this one thing. So I think I was thinking about all that kind of stuff and how, I don't know, like how it would continue and how we as a group would continue sort of touring as, you know, and performing, because as you get older, things change. But yeah, it's kind of a contemplative record.
Yeah, for sure. And what's next after these shows? Like, are you planning to like write another album really soon, or?
Well, we've got what's next after these shows?
We've got a European tour,
yeah.
and then we have a full summer of festivals, all in Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh no, Japan.
Oh, in Japan as well.
Japan. That's not in Europe.
Maybe in Iceland too.
Yeah.
Though that's kind of after the summer, doing Iceland airwaves.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
So I think that's like, we're sort of, we know what's going on until the end of summer, really. Mm. So I suppose that would be the time when I might start trying to write music. Although I'd really like to be able to put out an EP or something like that before then, but it's like time. And also you get quite lazy. So like,
plus, Joe, so we do have a month off. In between all that, but Joe has lots of like home like DIY projects
to do. Like what?
Oh god, where to begin? I need to put a ceiling in, like a floating ceiling.
A floating ceiling.
Well, yeah, I mean, like for insulation purposes.
Oh nice.
I want to get some new doors for my studio. Need to put up some guttering. there's so much to do.
Yeah.
There's so much.
It's like weighing on your mind.
It really is.
Like,
yeah. I mean, like literally, I when I left for this tour, I'm sorry to say it, but I was a bit disappointed because I wasn't able to get my teeth into the DIY. But it's been a really good tour, so
that's
I'm
good.
Happy I came.
Looking forward to the DIY though.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I was wondering, when you're like on tour, is there any artist that you particularly like listening to, like on the bus or like maybe before you go on stage? Or is there like, or is it just kind of like a mix everything?
So we went through a phase of we'd like pick an album, and that would be the music that played before we came on stage. So like.
Like the same
there
album
was that, yeah. Like yeah. So, like there was a Zombies album, Odyssey and Oracle.
Yeah,
it's called. Then there was like the second Kendrick album. We played that quite a bit for a while.
We've hardly listened to any music, though, have we, on this tour?
We have a little bit, but now it's like weird because it's like just playlists on Spotify, and then it's just like generating. It just continues playing songs. Like we play music when we're kind of getting dressed to go on stage,
but nothing like no like, I mean, apart from that one album, like yeah,
I mean this tour that we had support from Charlotte Adigere, who's like a new Belgian singer. She was supporting us, and like she was really cool. So I was watching her and listening to her before the show.
Yeah.
And like tonight we've got Bodega, who are also really cool.
Yeah,
so yeah, it's like, I guess beyond that, I've just been watching TV, really.
Forensic Files.
Yeah.
Bit of Netflix before you go on.
Yeah, although Oscar's found out that his wife's cancelled his Netflix. So he's a bit upset. She's trying to save money.
That's a bit of tension, yeah. He can have my Netflix password if
he
wants. Yeah, you can tell him. It's fine. I was also wondering, are there any favorite locations that you've been to? Not necessarily on this tour, but say you've been somewhere, like, I know you were talking about Japan, like, that's pretty popular right now. Like anywhere that you've just visited and you've just like been super like happy to be there from being on the tour.
I really love being in Brazil.
Brazil, okay.
Yeah.
But you guys were just there, right?
Exactly, yeah. We were there at the start of December and I went back for New Year's Eve.
Oh, lovely. That's so cool. Yeah, bit of sun, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Nice.
I think, I mean, it might be because we're over here, but I do sort of really love like, I don't know, kind of like Italy or like Portugal, like kind of European kind of hot places. I think I kind of crave a little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Japan. I do always. I feel very privileged that we kind of get to go to Japan as often as we do.
Yeah,
it's such a kind of interesting, cool culture.
Do you have a big Japanese fan base? Have you noticed that?
I think it's getting bigger. We are sort of. The Nights Out, the second album, was like did really well there, and I think it was sort of building. And then, for whatever reason, we didn't go back there so much.
Yeah.
And we went and did a show, our own kind of headline show, for the first time in I don't know like five years.
5 years, yeah.
And it was brilliant, and like a really great crowd. So I think that, you know, I think what you learn like when you're playing in a band is that you in like if you don't have the sort of radio station.
Sweet. I'm just going to check the level. Nations that you've been to, not necessarily.
Or like Portugal, like
as often as we do.
Yeah.
It's such a kind of interesting, cool culture.
Do you have a big Japanese fan base? Have you noticed that?
I think it's getting bigger. We are sort of the Nights Out, the second album was. Like did really well there, and I think it was sort of building. And then for whatever reason we didn't go back there so much.
Yeah.
And we went and did a show, our own kind of headline show, for the first time in I don't know like 5 years.
5 years, yeah.
And it was brilliant, and like a really great crowd. So I think that, you know, I think what you learn like when you're playing in a band is that you in like if you don't have the sort of radio station support.
You're radio lady. Radio.
Radio lady. If you don't have the sort of radio support or the kind of label support, then the best way of reaching people is just by like going back and back and back and back. And I think all those places like Brazil and Mexico and even here, I think is kind of like it's been a case of just going and visiting and reminding people. So I think we'd like to go back to Japan a lot more and kind of get them back.
That's so cool. That's on so site. Exciting. Yeah. So more Japanese shows, yeah. Hopefully in the future. No, that's fantastic. I was wondering, could I speak to you specifically about two songs? So I wanted to speak to you about The Bay and then Salted Caramel Ice Cream.
Yes.
So those are like my shows, kind of like disco and like electronic. So I do think cool. Guys, but those are probably the more like from my like perception anyway, the more like disco songs.
Sure.
Would you be able to speak specifically about the writing of those ones, like what inspired it? Because I know The Bay is like one of your like hugest songs, as well as Salted Caramel.
I mean, I guess there's sort of, you've almost picked like two of the more like troublesome songs.
Oh yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, The Bay was like, trying to think how to
sorry, it's probably a bit far.
It was this idea of a sort of I guess like a disco-y song, and I think originally it was gonna be called like Hollywood or something,
right?
But it went through so many different kind of phases before it ended up being like it is, and it wasn't even until like the actual mixing of that song, like I remember like up until the day that it was actually mixed, it didn't sound like a finished song. Like it was really weird, and it stressed me out for a long time, and it kind of really struggled with it. But I guess the idea was to, like in the end you're trying to make something feel quite effortless,
and
that can take quite a lot of effort. so in the end it's sort of about, I don't know, like it's about, it's sort of that one. It's about like the southwest of England.
Yeah, wait, like of the UK or
I guess, you know, in a sort of a bit of a vague way, but that's what it's about.
Right.
And I saw that caramel ice cream was, I thought it was a really good, I've got, like, I've always got this thing about people in the past have written songs like Western Union Man or something like that, like these songs which kind of reference things of, that kind of date them, like put a stamp on the song.
Yeah.
And I thought the salted caramel ice cream, or like, or the flavour was so like, it's like if you had a song called Hummus, you know, and put it out a few years ago. Like, it felt like it
like
was
when
so
everyone was obsessed with Hummus. Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, I'm still obsessed with Hummus. You know, like, it felt like it really kind of, like, it's such a zeitgeisty flavour or something like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is as good a reason as any to write a song about anything. And also the rhythm, like, I thought was quite good. It's like, there's a lot of syllables.
That's good, yeah.
Seven syllables. I challenge you to find another flavour.
It is super catchy. Like, we were listening to it just before we came here. It's nice. So good. Love it. Farzan's also a really big fan as well. Yeah, so he's really glad that you came out with me today. I just had one more question, if that's okay. I was wondering, do you have any advice for people who might just be starting out, like musicians, like in terms of doing well today? Because you guys have been around for so long, right? Like, it's you've been sustained. sustained, just like development, you know? Like, there's.
I feel like the advice is the same in any era, in a way. It's like people who are very persistent and who kind of don't like wait for someone to give you permission to start or like to do something, or don't wait until, don't think you need to have like the latest version of a music program, where you need to have like these, you know, you need to have like this particular guitar because your favorite band plays this particular, you know, he or she like plays this particular guitar or this kind of drum kit or whatever. It's like, just start with whatever you can get your hands on, and that's much more important than anything else. Just like start and keep going.
Awesome, wonderful, thank you.
My advice is to just, rather than sitting alone at home on your own trying to like practice guitar or whatever, is to just start a band or join a band and just learn how to play with other musicians rather than on your own. And I think for me, music should always be collaborative in that way. So I think it's better. It's better to just to get experience that way.
It's true. It's like it's like very sociable. Like, I think you have to be quite sociable to do it in a way. But yeah, I was thinking, like, when what Bengo was saying, it's like the reason that you can go to the cinema and watch a film and be like, this film is terrible, is because the person who's made it like has just persisted. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's the same with music. The reason you can kind of, you can listen to stuff and be like, oh my god, this is really awful, it's not because the person has had some sort of stroke of luck or whatever. I mean, luck is part of it, but it's just, persistence, and it's kind of belief, I guess. So even if you're terrible, believe in yourself.
It's true.
Well, thank you so much for speaking to me today. I'm so grateful that you took time out of your day just come and sit with me, and I'm going to, put this interview on my radio show, and I'm, all my friends are so jealous. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so that was my interview with Metronomy. I was so stoked to speak to them and finally get to talk to them after listening to them for years, and I hope you all enjoyed that interview too. So you may remember that I mentioned two specific songs, which are probably their most disco kind of songs, and I want to play those for you today. You may have heard them before. The Bay is one of their most popular songs, well, according to Spotify anyway. And then after that, we're going to go with one off the new album, Metronomy Forever, called Salted Caramel Ice Cream. Okay, here we go. Okay, so for some reason, my iTunes is playing MySpace Girl by The Afters. I think I was on like a bit of a throwback there, so please excuse that. I'll just be 1 second. Okay, force quitting iTunes. Now I'm going to play it. Okay, wonderful. There we go. Okay, enjoy. Mm-hmm.
body, but do you have the soul? Let's make this happen, let's make this happen. And those endless beaches that go on and on, it's magical. But I'd sooner get out.
I've got to do it. God. Oh. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Oh. Everybody.
God, this is awful.
Isn't there anything? Anything? Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to...
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band, swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Who we view as the most authoritative and electable is rooted in systems of oppression.
There are so many inequities around having our experts in our community speak about our work.
Obviously, there are several facets to this strangely homogenous nature of the electoral system.
And to be left out of conversations, it only exemplifies that loss of self-esteem.
Check out CITR's live panel podcast, Conversations, hosted by our Indigenous, Accessibility, and Gender Empowerment collectives. Subscribe to Conversations, available now on iTunes.
Alrighty, we are back. Max is up here in the studio.
It's
welcome.
Been so long. Oh my
been
God.
A long time, yeah.
Yeah. How's everything going?
Everything is great. You may have noticed I'm slightly hoarse this morning because I went to see the Strokes last night, which was really fun. Met a bunch of friends, bumped into loads of people. People from CITR were there. It was crazy. It was fun.
Oh my gosh.
It was good.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Was it like a general admission show or was it seated?
So I was GA, but... There was seated options. It was pretty crazy, not gonna lie. There was points where I was like, seated. Maybe that would have been nice, but overall it was pretty great, honestly. What about you? What have you been up to?
Well, let's see. It's my birthday tomorrow.
Oh my God, I had no idea. Max.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
So that's exciting.
OMG.
Let's see, what else have I done? Oh my gosh, I'm freaking out about housing again.
But oh,
that's
yeah.
Conversation not for radio in
yes.
the morning because it just is such a letdown in this city.
I know. Oh, Vancouver.
Yeah. But I'm enjoying the sun. Earlier this week, there was a student walkout
yes.
in solidarity with the Wet'suwet'en, and that was very inspiring to mm-hmm. be at.
Yeah, it was good, yeah.
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 So shout out to all of the organizers of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it was very powerful listening to the speeches as well. I felt like very like grateful to be able to listen to them, and yeah, no, it was good. Yeah, it was great. And you know, we just, the best thing we can hope for is that, you know, everyone's, the solidarity remains, and that eventually, hopefully as soon as possible, the Wet'suwet'en can achieve their aims and all their allies too. So
yeah, and I think at this point it's grown into a larger Indigenous rights movement
mm,
because
yeah.
I think that the Wet'suwet'en sort of dynamic is playing out in so many other parts of so-called Canada.
Yeah.
And around the world. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's a really big push to create these solidarity actions.
For sure, yeah. Shout out to UBC C350, activist organization on campus, pushing and fighting for them. So yeah, no, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so earlier on, if you're just tuning in right now, this is Friday Night Fever on CITR 101.9 FM. Just before this, we had an interview with the absolutely wonderful Metronomy. I was lucky to speak to.
Oh my gosh, I love Metronomy. Yeah. It's so awesome that Sophie was able to talk to them.
I know, right? Like, shout out to CITR for like helping organize everything. Allison Deer, she helped coordinate everything, so I'm super grateful for that. So it was actually really funny when I went into the Commodore. It was like 4 p.m. before they were doing their sound check. And I was met by Metronomy's tour manager. And she was like, okay, yeah, you're here for an interview, no problem. Do you want to speak to the whole band? And I was like, yeah, sure, why not? And she's like, well, I'm only going to take a few of them because they tend to talk over each other. I was like, sure, okay. So I ended up speaking to three of them. I got Olubenga Adelakan, Joseph Mount, who is the who writes most of the songs, and then Anna Pryor, who is their badass drummer who I idolize. So,
oh my gosh,
I was honestly really hoping I could speak to the three of them, and it just so happened that it was those three, so I was super stoked.
Yeah, because how many members are in Metronomy?
Five,
right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Who wasn't there?
Oscar Cash, and then their newest member, whose name is escaping me right now. Let me just see. It's Oscar Cash. He has a stage name, which I always refer to him by. Let's see.
We're gonna look it up.
Thanks for putting me on the spot there.
But were you nervous?
Oh yeah, it's like Michael Lovett. Yeah, but he goes by a different name. I wasn't super nervous. Like, I've done, like, with my work at the UBC, I've done a lot of interviews before, so it wasn't too stressful, honestly. Like, it wasn't too bad. But I was, obviously, just because they are such a big band, I was kind of a bit like, I was a little bit jittery. But my friend Farzan came along. He was just giving me like tech support with the mics and stuff. Mm-hmm. He's a massive fan, and he's also like the chillest person ever, so having him with me was like pretty good. It like made me a bit more relaxed, and the interview like went a lot like more smoothly, I think, because it was sort of like two of us and three of them rather than like one of me and three of them.
Yeah, so it's not as overwhelming.
Yeah, definitely. But I'm so grateful that they took their time out of their very busy day. They were doing back-to-back shows all across the country, and they sat down to speak to me for Friday Night Fever, so I am incredibly grateful. I think I'm going to play another song that I've been vibing with recently, because, you know, on a sunny day like this, it's just, you know, everything's going great, and
yeah,
everything goes my way, which is the title of the next song.
Oh my gosh.
So
yes,
I'm going to play
so good.
That. Yes. And I hope you all enjoy, because this is probably the song, apart from Love Letters, that album, when I first started listening to them, this song is like probably what got me into Metronomy. So enjoy.
You'd only up and run. Yeah, I'll stay here. I'll stay right here.
Ambulance.
Speak My Language is a collection of 5 radio documentaries centering the experiences of Chinese seniors navigating barriers in the BC healthcare system. Created through collaborations between youth and seniors, this intergenerational radio storytelling project promotes a greater awareness of language and cultural accessibility in healthcare. Come out for the launch event, Speak My Language, Celebrating Our Stories, happening at the SFU Goldcorp Center for the Arts on Saturday, March 7th from 2 to 4 p.m. The event is free, and ASL, Cantonese, and Mandarin interpretation will be provided. For more info, visit yarrowsociety.ca/speakmylanguage. That's YARROW society.ca/speakmylanguage. Ruben in the Dark is coming to Vancouver's Imperial on March 5th to support his brand new album, Unlove.
Let's get out of the city. I wanna drive into the dark. I wanna drive into the night.
Tickets on sale now at mrglive.com and eventbrite.ca.
I'm gonna run until the light comes back.
Have you ever thought about going abroad to study, work, volunteer, or learn a new language? Mark Tuesday, March 3rd in your calendar and get down to the Vancouver Convention Center East Building to find out how. All the experts under one roof, top universities, gap year specialists, and student travel organizations. Feature seminar starts at 1 p.m. and expo opens at 2 p.m. Admission is free. Check online at www.studyandgoabroad.com for more info.
All right, we are back.
Welcome back.
If you're just tuning in right now, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Friday Night Fever.
Woo! It's the morning, but it's the night.
It is. We're doing like that thing where, you know, if you have like a really important event, it takes you like literally all day. I don't know if you experience this, but it takes you all day to get ready. This is what Friday Night Fever is. You're getting stoked for the evening. You just heard some very important CITR ads, which we love to play on our show to promote various things happening important to the radio station.
We love the community. Allow us to thrive on the radio.
Right.
Straight you guys should thriving. Support CITR.
Hell yeah. We just actually finished Fun Drive, which was great. We had a good number of donations from this show, which I was super stoked about. Did your parents end up getting the beanies?
I have no idea.
Oh my God. I want to know. That would be so cool.
We'll have to figure out someday.
Yeah. Heck yeah. OMG. And the mug. The coolest Discorder mug. Oh my God. I was so gel.
Anyways, we got some more stuff coming up.
Yeah, so we're playing you the brand new U.S. Girls song called Four American Dollars. And then after that, I'm going to play you one more Metronomy song called The Look.
Which is super, super iconic.
Literally such an iconic tune.
I think that you guys are going to enjoy Otherwise, we will see you later. Well, we'll hear you. You'll hear us later.
You actually will hear me later. I'm going on the radio tonight at 6 p.m. Our old slot. I'm going on Radio Pizza Party tonight for their 4-year anniversary
Exciting.
Show. Yeah, so wow. You're not wrong when you say you will hear us later. You'll hear me later at least.
Wow.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
All right, here we go. Enjoy.
Personal, it's business. Moving numbers from a
Alrighty, we are back. Thank you so much for listening to the show today.
Yeah, it was awesome. And we hope that you guys enjoy all the rest that CITR has to offer.
Yeah, no, we honestly, the interview that I just had earlier on today was so special to me. And I was so grateful again for CITR for organizing everything. And I hope you enjoyed it too. If you want to listen again, this episode will be podcasted online on the CITR website. Just search Friday Night Fever. We also are welcoming messages to our email inbox, which is FridayNightFeverRadio@gmail.com. And then we also have our CITR mailbox if you want to send us a message in person.
Yep,
I believe
61.
There we go.
There 61. You go.
All right. Well, I hope
whoever, you know, whatever you're doing today, I hope you have a fantastic day, and we will see you in 2 weeks' time.
Stay safe and wash your hands.
FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Waiting for your call. I've got my phone open, vibrating on the tabletop. Sometimes I feel like you don't think of me at all. Mostly I'm hoping I'm on your mind every day, every day, every day. And every night. If you're okay, then maybe drop me a line. I often wonder if you're only in my dreams. Unfortunately, it wouldn't be a first for me. Imagination working over actively. I'm needing all these doubts to wash away.
Wash away, wash away.
Out of my life.
I'm alive, I'm alive.
And if it's fate,
if it's fate, if it's
I'm willing
fate.
To take my time. Every day,
every day,
every night.
Every night, every night.
If you're okay,
you're okay, you're okay.
Maybe draw me a line. Every day. Or invisible, visible, visible side.